Liturgical Day, Thursday, the 3rd of Easter, the Gospel according to St. John. Jesus addressed the crowd, "No one can come to me unless he is drawn by the Father who sent me, and I will raise him up on the last day. It has been written in the prophets, 'They shall all be taught by God.' So whoever listens and learns from the Father comes to me. For no one has seen the Father except the one who comes from God. He has seen the Father. Truly I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Though your ancestors ate the manna in the desert, they died. But here you have the bread which comes from heaven, so that you may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread which has come from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever. The bread I shall give is my flesh, and I will give it for the life of the world." Our commentary is by Father Pere Montagut from Barcelona, Catalonia. Today we sing to the Lord, whom we receive the glory and the triumph from. The risen Lord presents himself to his church with that "I am whom I am" that identifies him as the source of salvation. We read in the Gospel of John, quote, "I am the bread of life," unquote. The community gathered around him who is alive, by way of thanks, lovingly recognizes him and accepts God's instruction, now known as the Father's teachings. Christ, immortal and glorious, reminds us again that the Father is the true protagonist of everything. Those who listen and believe live in communion with him, with the only one who has seen him, and thus faith is the very beginning of eternal life. The living bread is Jesus. It is not nourishment we assimilate for us, but that assimilates us. It makes us feel hungry for God, thirsty for listening to his word, which is our heart's rejoicing and joy. The Eucharist is an anticipation of the heavenly glory. Saint Ignatius of Antioch said, quote, "We divide the bread, the medicine of immortality, the antidote we take in order not to die but to live forever in Jesus Christ," unquote. Our communion with the flesh of Christ, risen, must get us used to all that comes down from heaven, that is, to beg, receive, and assume our true condition. We are made for God, and only Him can fully satisfy our hunger. But this living bread will not only one day make us live beyond our physical health, but receive it now, quote, "for the life of the world." The Father's design, who did not create us to die, is tied to love and faith. He demands a present, free and personal, reply to his initiative. Each time we eat from that bread, let us go deeper into the very love. We do not live any more for ourselves. We do not live any more in error. The world is precious because there is He who keeps on loving it to the end, because there is a sacrifice out of which we all benefit, even those who ignore it.